It's the Sunny Morning Show on Sunny FM. As we continue on this Tuesday morning, it is time for an active physical therapy update. And joining me in the studio is Brooke Chapman, who is a physical therapist assistant with Active Physical Therapy. Good morning.
Good morning, Walt. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you here. In fact, this topic was very intriguing as I saw it came over that you wanted to talk about it. Soccer injuries, and I guess preventing those and maybe recovering from them, but soccer injuries, it's that time of year where everybody's starting to play it more. The summer's coming, and what do people need to be aware of?
So some of the most common soccer injuries, obviously, because you're running and kicking a ball, is mostly the lower extremity. So a lot of sprains, a lot of strains, and typically people interchange those two words. So just wanted to touch on that a little bit as well. So a sprain is typically a ligament, so bands of tissue that connect the bones together. Strain is typically a muscle or a tendon, so that's what attaches muscle to bone.
How would one distinguish that if they have that injury? Maybe the pain is all they're thinking about.
Right. But, so typically, your primary care physician or physical therapist.
So you say something like, oh, well, I did something. It might be a sprain, it might be a strain, and it'll get looked at from there.
Yes.
Are there things to keep in mind to help prevent these types of injuries from happening?
Definitely. So typically, many soccer injuries are due to overuse, overtraining, poor conditioning, or lack of warm-up. So making sure you're doing that proper warm-up, wearing that protective gear, proper fitted equipment, and being smart.
You mentioned the lack of training or lack of warming up, lack of being ready, but you just mentioned overtraining.
Correct.
How does that result in injury?
So, a lot of the sprains, strains, it can be from overtraining, overusing those tissues, overusing those muscles. So, if you're feeling, that something might be injured, making sure to back off and, give it a break.
How important is that to just be aware of what your body's telling you?
It's very important. You know your body best, so it's best to listen to it.
I'm sure there's a challenge too of getting out there and kind of just starting to get moving. You mentioned yourself that you're in a league, you're just getting going for the season here this week. And what do you need to keep in mind as you're going out on the field? Either the kids are going out or you're going out. What needs to be in the back of your mind?
Well, especially for myself, I haven't played since last summer, so I want to make sure, like I said, to warm up and make sure that I'm kicking the ball a few times before we start the game so that I don't injure myself.
What other tips would you give to someone that, like yourself, is going out there, or you've got kids that are going out that your kids need to be aware of because a lot of them are playing soccer?
Mm-hmm. Like I said, making sure, especially buying the correct fitted equipment, making sure you've got the right pair of shoes, right pair of shin guards, right pair of socks, and just making sure, like I said, the warm-up and making sure everything is fit. And, the field is a big thing, too, making sure to check the field and making sure there's nothing funky on there.
I suppose, hey, you could trip or you could slip or something, and there goes an ankle or a knee, right?
Right. Yeah.
Very important to keep that in mind. In the studio with me right now is Brooke Chapman, a physical therapist assistant, and we're talking about soccer injuries. And Brooke, active physical therapy actually can help out with if someone thinks they may have an injury or the kid says something isn't right. What can you do?
So, it's good to touch on that, Walt. We do offer free discovery sessions. So if you feel like you did injure something, something doesn't feel right, you can give us a call and we can schedule a free consult for you.
What do you look at? I mean, what do you check out in that?
So, depending on the injury, we base it off how you're feeling and kind of almost give you like a little initial evaluation, essentially.
The other important thing, though, is if you feel like the injury is severe enough to check with your own physician and all of that, or, go to the local healthcare provider. You guys usually would maybe come in even a little bit later or like a recovery from that, wouldn't you?
Right. Absolutely. So, and we could tell you, too, if we thought, it would be something to touch with your primary care physician with.
And what are some of the things that you would do? Of course, I'm sure it depends on the injury, but what are some of the things that in general you would do to help someone recover from a soccer injury at Active Physical Therapy?
So as I touched on before, a lot of the most common injuries are, the lower extremity injuries. So, a lot of what I see are like ACL tears, ankle sprains, Achilles injury. So again, depending on the injury, you know, strengthening, stretching, and doing pain relief techniques.
So if people want to find out more, maybe just about in general about active physical therapy, what's your website and other ways?
It's stayactiveup.com.
All right. Well, appreciate you stopping in at this time of year here where people are hitting the soccer fields around the area to be ready for, you know, preventing and also, you know, being able to recover from soccer injuries. And we'll talk with you soon.
Okay. Thanks, Walt.
That's Brooke Chapman, physical therapist assistant with Active Physical Therapy, joining us for our Active Physical Therapy update. If you missed any of our interview with Brooke, we'll have some highlights for you at our website at sunny.fm. And we'll be sure to link up the website, stayactiveup.com, so you can find out more about all the services they provide at Active Physical Therapy, part of our Active Physical Therapy update on this Tuesday morning on the Sunny Morning Show. More to come. Stay tuned.